More groups, from utilities to businesses and even schools, are investing in solar energy. Its popularity continues to go up while costs go down. But as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Nick Jansen reports, that might not be the case for much longer because of a state law approved earlier this year.
As you drive down the county road toward Lowell Middle School, you might be surprised by the solar panels that jump out from behind the cornfields.
The height doesn't restrict the rolling hills or the view of the cornfields or all the things you would expect in a rural community, all right? And at the same time, it looks like the future.
Tri-Creek School Corporation Superintendent Deb Howe says students doing a class project 3 years ago became outraged by the school's electric bill. They developed a plan to reduce costs. The solar array at Lowell Middle is the largest of four installations spread among Tri-Creek schools. Howe says the system cost about $3 million up front, a hefty fee. But the solar panels will save the district close to $250,000 a year.
We made that upfront investment, and then we will generate four times that amount that will continue to be in our general fund to aid in education.
It's more than schools investing in solar. The IKEA, soon to open in Fishers, will run on rooftop panels, and electric utilities are expanding their portfolios, partly, Hoosier Energy's Heath Norick says, because customers demand it.
They want solar, they're interested in solar, and their expectation is that we can do it more efficiently, and so they're looking for us to do that.
Hoosier Energy provides electricity to the state's rural electric co-ops. It's building three new solar arrays and wants renewables to account for 10% of its energy mix by 2025. And, Norick notes, demand isn't the only thing behind the expansion.
Cost, being very conscious with our dollars that our end consumers are paying.
Norick says the co-op makes decisions on a 25 to 30 year timescale, so he's not worried about rhetoric from the Trump administration on cutting support for renewables. And Sean Gallagher with the Solar Energy Industries Association says that's a common position among utilities.
There's a snowballing effect that has begun to occur. Customers like it. Utility companies accept it, and the cost is competitive, so we'll see more.
But just because utilities like solar for themselves doesn't mean they like solar for everyone.
We've seen pushback against rooftop solar and against things like net metering in a number of states, including in Indiana earlier this year with the legislation that was passed.
Gallagher's talking about hotly contested reforms to the state's so-called net metering policy. Now, future solar customers will receive less money when they sell excess energy they produce back to the grid. The Indiana Energy Association, the lobbying group for the state's utilities, fiercely supported the bill. The group says solar customers got an unfair subsidy paid for by the utilities. But Deb Howe says there's no way Tri-Creek could afford its solar system under the new law. The district is grandfathered in, but Howe says she regrets more schools won't be able to take advantage of solar.
All the money that we use is taxpayers' money. If you don't have to spend as much money for the electrical output, it can go back into supporting students. But you know, people are ingenious. Given a set of problems, they will come up with a solution.
And a solution might end up presenting itself. A legislative committee is supposed to meet by the fall to study how school districts are affected by the bill. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Nick Jansen.